Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a groundbreaking move that underscores India's commitment to wildlife conservation, the country is set to host the first-ever International Big Cat Alliance Summit, bringing together global leaders to tackle the pressing issue of big cat conservation. First, what makes this significant is that India will host the first International Big Cat Alliance, or IBCA, summit on June 1 to 2nd, 2026, in New Delhi. The summit will bring together heads of state government and senior officials from 97 big cat range countries, with the goal of coordinating global conservation and funding. But why does this matter? It matters because big cat conservation is a complex issue that requires a multilateral approach, given the vast geographic range of these majestic creatures. The IBCA is an intergovernmental international organization headquartered in India, established in 2023 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the 50th anniversary of Project Tiger. It was formally launched at the site's COP19 in November 2022 and constituted as a treaty-based body in 2023. What is crucial here is that the IBCA covers 7 species of big cats, including the tiger, lion, leopard, snow leopard, cheetah, jaguar, and puma. Now, let us delve deeper into the structure and India's role in the IBCA. The IBCA has 25 members and 5 observers, with 97 range countries participating. Its headquarters is in India, and it operates under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, or MOI FCC. India has committed a significant amount of 150 crore rupees from 2023 to 2028 to support the IBCA's initiatives. The first IBCA summit, scheduled for June 1 to 2nd, 2026, in New Delhi, will have a theme of Save Big Cats, Save Humanity, Save Ecosystem. The summit will include participation from heads of state government on the first day, followed by technical sessions on both days. This is a unique opportunity for global leaders to come together and address the pressing issues facing big cat conservation. Now, let us turn to the historical context of big cat conservation in India, particularly Project Tiger, which was launched in 1973 under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. At the time, there were only 9 tiger reserves and fewer than 1,900 tigers. Today, there are 58 tiger reserves across India, with a significant increase in the tiger population to 3,682. As per the 2022 census average estimate, with a minimum estimate of 3,167. India holds approximately 75% of the world's wild tiger population, making it a crucial player in global tiger conservation efforts. The National Tiger Conservation Authority, or NTCA, under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, governs tiger conservation in India. The Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, specifically Section 38(b), mandates the notification of tiger reserves, which have a core area with no human activity, known as an inviolate zone, and a buffer zone where limited human activity and ecotourism are permitted. It is worth noting that several tiger reserve wetland zones have also been designated as Ramsar sites, reflecting India's integrated biodiversity approach. And here is something that surprises many students: the Cheetah Reintroduction Program, known as Project Cheetah, launched in September 2022, brought 8 Namibian cheetahs and subsequently 12 South African cheetahs to Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, marking the first transcontinental wildlife translocation globally. The IBCA framework provides international diplomatic support for such translocation cooperation, which is crucial for the conservation of endangered species. Now, let us examine the global big cat conservation challenges. First, habitat loss due to deforestation, agricultural expansion, and linear infrastructure fragmentation poses a significant threat to big cat populations. Human-wildlife conflict, particularly livestock depredation leading to retaliatory killings, is another major concern. Poaching, driven by demand in East Asia, is a persistent problem, with big cats being hunted for their bones, skin, and claws. Climate change is altering prey distribution and increasing habitat stress for snow leopards and tigers. And finally, transboundary management is necessary, as big cats do not respect national borders, necessitating multilateral coordination. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Environment and Ecology, which covers big cat conservation frameworks, Project Tiger, and the IUCN Red List categories. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which covers international conservation diplomacy and India's role in multilateral environmental organizations. Some key main angles to consider are assessing India's conservation model for big cats and its potential for replication globally through IBCA, examining the challenges and opportunities of wildlife reintroduction in India through Project Cheetah, and evaluating the role of the National Tiger Conservation Authority in balancing tiger conservation with the rights of forest-dependent communities. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IBCA was launched in 2023 during the 50th anniversary of Project Tiger and the site's COP19. The organization covers 7 big cats and has 25 members and 5 observers, with 97 range countries participating. The headquarters of the IBCA is in India, and it operates under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. India has committed 150 crore rupees from 2023 to 2028 to support the IBCA's initiatives. The first IBCA summit will be held on June 1 to 2, 2026, in New Delhi. Project Tiger was launched in 1973 with 9 reserves and fewer than 1,900 tigers, and today there are 58 reserves with 3,682 tigers, as per the 2022 census average estimate. The project is governed by the National Tiger Conservation Authority under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, specifically Section 38V. Project Cheetah, launched in September 2022, brought 8 Namibian cheetahs and subsequently 12 South African cheetahs to Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, marking the first transcontinental wildlife translocation globally. The IUCN status of big cats is as follows: the tiger is endangered, the lion, leopard, snow leopard, and cheetah are vulnerable, the jaguar is near threatened, and the puma is of least concern. Remember this number: 75% of the world's wild tiger population is in India. Note this carefully: the IBCA framework provides international diplomatic support for translocation cooperation. In conclusion, the hosting of the first IBCA summit in India marks a significant milestone in global big cat conservation, and India's commitment to this cause is a testament to its growing role in international environmental governance, underscoring the country's dedication to preserving its rich biodiversity and promoting sustainable development. This development has far-reaching implications for India's strategic position in global environmental diplomacy.